Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to the Burger King on Hartwood Drive in McKinleyville early Saturday morning on a report of an armed robbery. Witnesses said that a suspect entered the business, brandished a firearm, and demanded money. The cashier complied, and the suspect fled the building. He was described as an adult white male, 6'1", 200 pounds, who was wearing a black mask, gray sweatshirt, and blue jeans. The suspect remains at large. High winds and rain swept through the county over the weekend, and that meant that there were plenty of power outages across the county. The Weather Service reports high winds of 48 miles per hour in Arcata and Fortuna early yesterday morning, while Neyland saw winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. The wind played havoc with power lines and trees, and currently there are about 1,000 customers in Freshwater, Neyland, Fickle Hill, and Fieldbrook without power due to a tree that came down across transmission lines. County Public Works and Caltrans were busy as well as they removed a tree that had fallen across Highway 101 at the Hookton exit, and there were downed trees in Eureka and Humboldt Hill, and roads were impacted across the area. Shively Road, about 2 miles east of Highway 101, collapsed on Saturday night, and motorists are encouraged to check road conditions, both local and Caltrans, before they leave home. You may find the roadways blocked. Dozens of roadways have been flooded or otherwise impacted by the latest storms. Fortuna police arrested 22-year-old Zach Haggard and 18-year-old Caleb Barton, both Fortuna residents, following a probation search at multiple addresses at a trailer park on North Fortuna Boulevard. Haggard and Barton were found in a residence with more than 10 grams of cocaine and more than 5 ounces of meth. Both were arrested for possession and Haggard for a probation violation as well. U.S. Marshals in Florida arrested 39-year-old William Lamar Hinson in November, and he was later transferred to Humboldt County. Hinson was wanted in connection with the murder of Khan Lam, and a warrant had been issued for his arrest in September of last year. Hinson was booked into county jail last week with bail set at $1 million. Jordan Christmas has news from the sheriff's office.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for two men who shot a woman during an attempted robbery on Highway 254 near Miranda on Thursday afternoon. Deputies responded to the hospital and spoke with the 24-year-old victim, who sustained a gunshot wound to her upper leg. She told deputies that she was in her parked car in a turnout on the highway when two masked men began shooting at the vehicle. The victim left the car and the suspects demanded money and drugs, neither of which was produced by the victim. The suspects then took the victim's cell phone and shot her in the leg before fleeing the scene. The suspects remain at large, and the sheriff's office is investigating the incident as attempted homicide.
Thank you, Jordan. The city of Arcata will begin site preparation work for the next segment of the Humboldt Bay Trail this week. Conservation Corps members will begin work today in the Arcata Marsh area along the railroad tracks to remove vegetation and debris along the planned route ahead of construction that begins this spring. The city has been awarded $550,000 in grant funding for this portion of the project, and $3.6 million in state grants will be spent for the entire 13-mile trail that will run between Eureka and Arcata. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Niche industry. It's a term you hear a lot when talking business and economic development in Arcata. City Manager Karen Diemer used those words when discussing the development of properties on West End Road for the cultivation and production of cannabis, both for medicinal purposes and private use. The city designated old industrial sites on West End Road as its medical marijuana innovation zone, and Diemer said that as the cannabis industry expands, it could be the next niche manufacturing industry to have a go in Arcata, because it's going to take some serious money to rehabilitate those sites.
And we've been looking for an industry since the timber industry went sort of out of business in that region anyway, that has that level of money to infuse in that very expensive properties. So there is opportunity, I think, with the cannabis industry for some of that rehab of these old industrial spaces.
Diemer said that she expects slow growth for the zone because while it may be a simple 1-2-3 process to get proper permits for cultivation and production, having a working facility is another matter.
So over the last 9 months since we've been starting to operate in this zone with cannabis, we've watched its very slow growth. The actual construction of the infrastructure that you need, whether it's a building or the extraction equipment, or, you know, you've got to go through that entire construction process, and that takes time.
You can listen to Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer talk economic development and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.